the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. If you remember last Sunday, we talked about it was the way, the Lord our Jesus Christ is the way of our life. He's the goal and he's the way and he's the road. He's the way and he, or he's the road and he is the goal. And as we said last Sunday, we have a journey. It's a journey starting with Thomas Sunday after the resurrection. Second Sunday, that is the Lord Jesus Christ is as the bread of the life. Third Sunday, the Lord Jesus Christ is the water, is the fountain of the water of our life. The fourth Sunday, that is the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of our life. And the fifth Sunday, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way and the truth and the life. The sixth Sunday, which is today, as you heard, that is the Lord Jesus Christ is the victorious of the world. And the next Sunday, the seventh Sunday, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, give us his Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Last Thursday, that it was the Ascension Day, or the Ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. As all of you know, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he sat between his disciples after the resurrection for 40 days. Through these 40 days, he teach them a lot, maybe a lot of their spiritual life, a lot of the evangelism, a lot for their life, a lot of ritual. And he gives them the tradition. And this tradition, we took it until this now, because this tradition, it was not a written tradition, it was not a written ritual, but it is like an oral, and we took it, the apostles gave it to generation and generation to generation until it's arrived to us as a traditional church. We do the same as the Lord Jesus Christ gave it to his disciples. Between the Ascension Day and the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the Holy Spirit Day, with the Pentecostal, which is the Pentecostal Day, the Lord Jesus Christ told them while he ascended to heaven, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the power from the heaven, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to be with you. What disciple did while these 10 days? Did they just wait? They go out of Jerusalem? They did not listen to the Lord? No. They stay in Jerusalem, try to get time for retreat, time to be separate from all these people, time for prayers, time to be ready for the evangelism, time to be ready for the evangelism. This time for the 10 days, we need it in our life. You need time for yourself. You need time to be between you and God only, nobody else. Not even with your family, not even with your wife, your kids. You need time between you and God. You need to prepare a very special time. This is like a retreat time. I'm not telling you to just leave your work and go stay in the monastery, no. Just make like 10 minutes. If you cannot make it every day, make it every week. Make just 10 minutes every week to stay between you and God. These 10 minutes, you just go between you and yourself, your mind, your heart, what you are doing. Prepare yourself. Try to get just a retreat time, just a quiet time, a calm time between you and God. This is gonna be refresh your soul, refresh your spirit between, refresh the friendship, refresh the relationship between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. As the disciples did while these 10 days to get the Holy Spirit, and when, how you get the Holy Spirit and you make it inside, you, all of us get the Holy Spirit where? In the baptismal. and how we make refreshment or activation for this Holy Spirit inside our heart. By prayers, by confession, by communion. All this, it is make the activate of the Holy Spirit of us. If we keep going to in the business or in the busy day and work, just coming from work to the kids, coming from kids, go to bed and watch the TV for a while, it's a busy day, I'm just forgetting myself in the business. In the time of Noah, when the flood coming, what's happened? They said that is the people, they do selling, they do business, the people get married. There is nothing wrong for marriage, there is nothing wrong for business. But the main reason, the people, they was busy away from me, from God. They were very busy away from God. They don't have time for God. They don't have time for God. For that, the Holy Spirit is not going to push you and give you like electrician shock, like give you some shocks. If you receive these shocks and just go with the Lord and listen to the Lord and listen to the voice of the Lord through His Holy Spirit, you will be with Him and you will give Him time and you will give time to yourself between Him and the Lord. But if you just keep going in your business and keep going in your busy day, keep going in your busy life, then you get the Holy Spirit and God away from your life. And then you will say, I don't have peace in my life. I don't have peace in my heart. I don't have peace between me and my kids. That is because you get the Lord away from you because your business or your busy time. Maybe you come to the church, you say this time for the Lord, but sometimes while I am in the church, I'm not talking to God. I am talking to my mind. I'm talking to my brain. I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to God. Also, as the Lord Jesus Christ said today, ask, you will get. Ask, you will get. And when you ask in the name of the Lord. There are different between I ask in the name of the Lord and I ask through the intercession. The intercession, this is intercede of the prayer on the prayers of the saints to help me to go to the Lord. But when I ask for something, as the church teach us, by the end of each prayer, what we say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what we said in the for our Father who art in heaven. By the end of it, you say, by the name of the Lord, by Christ, by the name of the Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Thanksgiving prayer, you said the same, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what about the intercession? As the Lord Jesus Christ, when two person or three person pray in the name of me, I will answer their prayers. Type, what about the saints who they pleased the Lord with their deeds? What about they live according to our living, and they know how much we suffer in this earth. So if I go to Saint Mary, if I go to Saint George, if I go to Saint Mark, and I'm asking him, as you suffer in the earth, as you know how much this earth is suffered, you help me. You ask the Lord on behalf of me. I'm not asking Saint Mark to solve this problem. I'm not asking Saint Cyril. I'm not asking Saint Mina. I'm asking his intercession. I'm asking his prayer to be with me. That is different between I'm asking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking them to pray on behalf of me. I'm not worthy to even ask them to pray on behalf of me, as we say in the liturgy, but we ask them to help me with their prayers. They please the Lord. They are closed to the Lord more than me. So I'm asking him, I'm asking Saint Mary or Saint Mark to help me and with their intercession and with their prayers. So today, as the Lord Jesus Christ also said in the Gospel, don't be afraid, I am the victorious of this world. So with your self, you are not gonna get any win, you are not gonna get any victorious over your desires, over any disaster of your life, but by the Lord Jesus Christ, as I'm asking his help, I'm asking his Holy Spirit to fill me, to give me peace through the disaster time, to solve my problem, he will solve all my problem, and he will get victorious all over my desires. He'll give me peace, he will give me victorious over all my disaster time. By myself, I am very weak. I cannot stand in front of the devil, but by his help, by his victorious, I can do everything. Without him, as we said before, I can do anything. Without him, I can do nothing. But with him, I can get the victorious over the world. Through these 10 days, I'm asking his Holy Spirit to fill me, to give me power, to strengthen my heart, to be victorious over all this devil world, over all the devil in this world. And the glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.